This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hey, my name is Caleb. I work for Schools Out, which is a subgroup of Outer Spaces. And today we're here to just raise some money for our organisations. We have four subgroups under Outer Spaces. We have Schools Out, which is a queer youth group for queer and gender non-conforming young people between the ages of 12 and 18. We have Transform, which is for trans and gender non-conforming young people, and the age gap's more from about 16 to 30. And then we have Naming New Zealand, which is a newer group which we put money together to help people update their identity documents.
How easy is it, or how hard is it, to get funding?
From what I've found, it's been quite difficult. For us, we really rely on donations. We have a couple of Give a Little pages, and we mostly rely on donations of people that already know about the groups, but to actually get our groups out there and get people to find out about us is quite difficult, which is what makes it so hard to get funding, is because people don't know about our groups so well, because we don't have the money to do any advertising. So,
if you had all the money in the world, what kind of things would you be doing?
Where do we start? I know one of my dreams is to have a Outer Spaces house where we have rooms that our young people can come stay overnight if they need to. We have a kitchen, we have an office, we have a youth space that people can just come and drop in, because at the moment our office is based at Evolve in Wellington, and we have our groups held at Evolve, and then we have our other groups out in the Hutt Valley, which we just have at other businesses. So it'd be really great to have one place where everyone can come and feel safe. So I know that's one of my dreams, to have an Outer Spaces house.
Can you talk about some of the hardships? Because I'm guessing even just getting transport to come to Evolve must be an issue for some people.
Yeah, well, we have, that's why we have Transform, especially, like, is only held at one place and it's only fortnightly. So that's quite a trouble for a lot of people, because they have to wait fortnightly to have that support. Schools Out, we have two groups every week. We have one in the city and one in the Hutt, which helps with the transport. One of the biggest issues we have with the group is a lot of young people being afraid to come to the groups because they're in high school, not being out to their parents. So coming along to the group can be very frightening if they can't tell their parents where they are. So that would probably be the hardest thing about our groups.
So what role then does things like social media and internet have?
At the moment, our social media is not too strong. We have Facebook groups that the facilitators can moderate, and the young people can come on and ask questions and talk to each other, and the facilitators can moderate that space. And then we also have our public pages that we can let everyone know what's happening. So, but at the moment, yeah, we don't have a lot of resources for media and advertising and creating a space, safe space on the internet for young people to come and talk outside of groups.
So this year is the 30th anniversary of homosexual law reform, and way back then there were it seems like there was limited language in terms of describing kind of identity, but now there seems to be a whole range of words. Can you talk about the change in language, and you know, what words are people using to describe themselves now?
There are so many different, just from the time from when I was at high school, which was, I'm 24 now, so high school for me was 7 years ago, and the change in language in just that short space of time is so big, and I don't know, the words that we have now, the young people seem to be claiming a lot of words back that were used as insults back when I was at high school. So we have gay, queer, found that lesbian's not so well used anymore, but a lot of new terms are coming up, they're not new terms, but people are just getting to know them better. So, you know, you have words like queer and gender neutral, pansexual, asexual. Oh, there's so many, like, I just, off the top of my head, I can't even, like, list them all, but, yeah, there's people were just getting to claim a lot of words and give them their own definition and not letting other people define who they are, which is really amazing.
So what was it like going through high school 7 or 8 years ago? So we're talking, what was that, 2010, 2008, 2000?
So I graduated 2009. So that was 7 years ago. Yeah. So I graduated 2009. Going through high school for me personally was horrific. I went to an all-girls faith-based school. So that was very, very challenging for however you identify. It's just quite a challenging environment. So, yeah. I can't really put it lightly. It was a horrific time, and I just try to encourage the young people that I work with now to really speak up about how they feel in their environments and definitely get their voices heard so that they feel comfortable at school.
So was there anything like a Queer Straight Alliance or any support groups?
No, definitely not. Not at my school. There was Schools Out. I did Schools Out was around when I was at high school. I never went because I didn't have any queer friends or anything like that. So, yeah, but no, we definitely didn't have any QSAs at our school. It was very frowned upon.
And so here we are 7 years later, out in the park. Can you describe the day and what it feels like?
I just feel so warm-hearted, really. That's... everything is just so... running out of words.
Actually, I mean, you don't need words to describe it. I mean, sometimes things don't have words to describe, do they?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Like, I think that's how I'm feeling today. I just feel extremely safe. Just extremely safe and warm-hearted with the amount of people that are here and... supporting, yeah.